You said that all Americans are deficient at some level in terms of needed nutrition. Why is this?
Because we need about 30 substances to run our metabolism. There are about 15 minerals, magnesium, zinc, iron, copper, that are cofactors for enzymes in your body. And then there are about roughly 15 vitamins. And so you have 30 substances that you have to get from your diet. And I think we don't really understand it. We're trying to help on that. So that the committees set up a number, the EAR, that you need to be getting as an individual. And they set the RDA, the number you've heard about, above that for the population. Well, if you look, are we getting the EAR? Well, half the population is too low in magnesium, and 70% of the population is too low in vitamin D. Vitamin C is 25% of the population. You go down this list, and it's a disaster. And some people are deficient in everything. That's the obese, because the obese are eating the worst diet in the country, if you define worst as ratio of calories to micronutrients, to these vitamins and minerals.
Well, we have so much food available to us today. Why are we not getting what we need from our diet?
Because we're eating sugar. We're eating refined food that doesn't have any nutritional utility. It's just calories. And now calories are cheap, fat and carbohydrate. So you should give up the white stuff and eat more veggies and fruit and not so much red meat and more fish. Your mom told you these things, but people don't listen. It's comforting to eat a big donut or whatever. That's basically sugar. It's carbohydrate that goes right to sugar.
Well, at IHMC, we've had a series of lecturers in your field talking about nutrition and things like that and diet. And they all seem down on processed, refined foods. Why is this?
It's what's cheap, and it's mainly fat and sugar. But this has been happening through all of evolution. The minerals aren't spread evenly through the world. There are red soils with a lot of iron and soils with not much iron, and et cetera, et cetera. So nature's built in a rationing. So what we discovered is when you get a little low on a particular vitamin or mineral, what nature does is it rations it. And who gets it first? The proteins that need that, that are essential for cell life, for survival, get it first. And the ones that are preventing DNA damage or preventing calcification of the arteries, I call these longevity proteins, basically helping to give you a long life, those lose it. So you're trading long-term health for short-term survival. And that's built into our bodies. So you don't eat a good diet, you're paying a price for it all the time. Now, some of it may be reversible, but the diet people are eating don't have it. But DNA damage isn't reversible. You get DNA damage, you increase your risk of cancer.
Of late, it seemed that there was a growing number of people of studies saying that taking multivitamins doesn't do you any good. You don't agree with that, correct?
Not at all. There are a few MD types who don't really understand nutrition, who think the gold standard is the randomized double-blind clinical trial. But for nutrition, those are set up to not work. They're just not done right. They don't measure anything. So it's all a bad science as far as I'm concerned.
So essentially what you're saying is because we're starving ourselves of what we need, our body, maybe like corporations going for the short-term profits,
exactly.
The body then rations, it makes a decision between what do I use now and what do I use later, and the problem is it will always opt to preserve itself now.
Yeah, because evolution selects for surviving and reproducing. That's what it cares about.
Do you believe that we can get sufficient vitamins and minerals from our diet, or are we always going to need multivitamins in there?
Well, the solution, it depends on your particular diet. In the future, in a decade, we'll be sticking our finger in a machine. It'll take finger prick of blood. You can measure 1,500 different proteins in a finger prick of blood. You can measure 4,000 small molecules in a finger prick of blood. And all that information is going to tell you, you're low in magnesium. And it'll send the results to your iPhone or other smartphone and say, look, you're low in magnesium. That means you're getting more DNA damage all the time. You're increasing your risk of cancer. And nature's conveniently color-coded magnesium for you because it's in the center of the chlorophyll molecule, which is green. So anything you eat that's green, that is an artificial color, has magnesium in it. Eat a big plate of spinach or kale, you're getting your magnesium. And you should take the magnesium not as magnesium alone. It's dirt cheap. Take it as a calcium-magnesium pill. Don't take calcium pills or magnesium pills, but the body likes about 2 calciums to 1 magnesium. Take a calcium-magnesium pill, because we're all short in calcium anyway. And if you flood the body with calcium and don't give it magnesium, you'll disable some magnesium enzymes and vice versa.
You know, the Atkins diet seems to be really coming back in popularity today with a lot of research going into it and a number of scientists and doctors have really sort of advanced it. In reading an interview with you, I see that you're really an advocate of fruits and whole grains and vegetables. So are you an Atkins guy? Are you opposed to Atkins? What's your view on that?
No, I just think you want to eat a very varied diet. With whole grain is better than white. White rice, white bread, it's okay in moderate doses, but you don't want to pig out on that. Cut out the white stuff and try and eat more veggies and fruit. And too much red meat isn't so good for you. We need fish oil because omega-3 fatty acids are long-chain fatty acids that make up 30% of your brain fatty acids. That's a huge amount, and it's study after study is saying it's important for lifespan, it's important for this, important for that. You want to eat some deep-sea fish, but don't do it every day or you might get mercury poisoning. I know 2 guys who got mercury poisoning by eating swordfish every day. So you don't want to do that. But a moderation, as Oscar Wilde says, moderation in all things, even moderation.
So to kind of sum it up for people, if I'm someone who's eating, you know, really good fresh food, variety of foods, I'm trying to avoid, you know, cans and boxes as much as possible, would I still be wise to take some kind of vitamin supplement, or at that point, would I not need to worry about it?
Well, I'm a believer supplements have their place. Vitamin D, practically everybody's deficient because we're indoors and we're putting on sunscreen. And vitamin D goes to a steroid hormone, sort of like an estrogen hormone, that controls 900 genes. We just have a paper coming out. It's hugely important for the brain. And you really want to get your, and there's very little vitamin D in food unless you eat a ton of fish. So what you really want to do is get 20 minutes of sunshine every day or take a vitamin D pill. I take a little pill. It costs a few pennies, and I'm in the lab all the time. Plus I'm sensitive to sun for other reasons. So I think there's nothing wrong with pills. You just don't want to overdo it.
In reading about your research, you're doing a lot in terms of looking at the relationship between these vitamins that we need and longevity. Yeah. Where are we going on this? So are we looking at longer life now, or are we in a period where people are really hurting their lifespan because of the way we're eating?
Yeah. No, I think we're all shortening our lives because we're not eating optimum diets. That the low-hanging fruit in longevity is in nutrition.